Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders are expected to meet in Madison today to try again for some agreement on some COVID-19 legislation. The meeting comes as state health officials announced another 83 deaths yesterday in Wisconsin due to the coronavirus. And more people who have recovered from COVID-19 are now warning about its dangers. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The 83 new deaths linked to COVID-19 bring Wisconsin's total to nearly 2,900. The roughly 6,600 confirmed new cases raise that state total to almost 339,000. A state website says 77% of people infected recover. But that doesn't mean they forget what they went through. Marquette University employee Tim Shigelsky told a media call yesterday that he, his wife, and two children had COVID-19 earlier this month. Shigelsky, a long-distance runner, says he doesn't know how they were infected, but he remembers how he felt.
So now, just 2 days after running 12 miles and feeling fine, I woke up and I didn't know if I could get out of bed. My body felt like it weighed 1,000 pounds. My eyes felt like someone was pushing into my sockets. My nose is on fire.
Shigelsky says his wife had even worse symptoms. The couple is feeling better.
But my wife still has lingering headaches, and I worry about any long-term unknowns like blood clots or the long-haul symptoms of exhaustion. And I have friends that I really worry about who are in the hospital and in the ICU.
Shigelsky's not the only one talking about COVID-19 experiences. Earlier this week, Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow spoke about his family's bout with the virus in October.
So my wife lost a sense of taste and smell, like you hear. My son got the sniffles. He lost his sense of smell, but at 23, I don't think he ever really had it. Me, it was fever. I had 3 days that my fever was about 102.5. And so then I had the week of fatigue afterwards.
Farrow says his family was able to isolate at home and take care of themselves. But City of Greenfield Health Director Darren Rausch says that's not true for everyone. He says what are called social determinants of health are still playing a role in the pandemic. The World Health Organization says the determinants are conditions in which people are born, grow, live, work, and age. Money, power, and resources shape the conditions. Rausch says those come into play when looking at new cases of COVID over a 14-day period by race and ethnicity.
And while I've highlighted in the past that the white population has the most cases, we continue to see the highest impact in terms of COVID disease rate in our Hispanic and Latinx populations.
A Milwaukee-raised mathematical biologist has also looked at the most vulnerable. University of Texas professor Lauren Ansel Myers has been leading a team using data science, math, and computing to measure the speed and severity of the pandemic and forecast COVID-19 deaths across the U.S. Myers said on a UW-Milwaukee webcast yesterday that one of her studies is of Texas construction workers, many of whom are Latino, and show a higher rate of infections and severe outcomes.
It's really tragic how we sort of keep throwing our essential workforces basically under the bus. And it really is up to us, it's up to our communities to continue to try to do things to protect these communities, including incentivizing workers to stay home if they or any member of their household has even the slightest symptom of COVID, and including providing alternative work accommodations for people with known high-risk conditions that are likely to end up in the hospital or worse if they get infected.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association is one of the business groups pressuring Democratic Governor Evers and Republican legislative leaders to talk to each other about possible new state laws. The two sides have differences over things like workers' compensation for employees sick with COVID. But the politicians are scheduled to meet today. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.